feel it now. It's all around me. A silent voice I can't deny. A mother's arms, how they surround me. They say
Shanti, 24th October 2010. 2200 double foreigners have come from 80 countries. Bab Dada is giving every child the gift of love from his heart. Those who have come for the first time, stand up. Congratulations for your spiritual birthday. Because each one of you is the beauty and decoration of the family. That's why Baba says, Bab Dada says that you may have come late, but you have come before it is too late. The family is specially happy that you have come. They have come. Our members of the family who were separated have now come. Now, according to the time, you will have to make intense effort. You mustn't have make slow effort or be slack in your effort. If you make intense effort, you will be able to go fast. Though you came last, and be first by going fast. You will do this, will you not? Will you? Achha. Continue to take lots and lots and lots of love and remembrance from the family and from Bab Dada, and continue to move forward. Achha. Avyakta Murli, 24th October 2010. So those who have come for the first time, stand up. Congratulations for your spiritual birthday, because each one of you is beauty and decoration of the family. Spiritual birthday. Baba is asking the newcomers to celebrate their spiritual birthday. So, indirectly, he is saying it is sheer stupidity to celebrate physical birthdays. Physical birthday and spiritual birthday. Across the world, people celebrate birthdays. Cakes, candles, lights, gifts, cards, and so on. And why we celebrate birthday? Actually, the idea of celebrating birthday has come from the West. In India, you asked any old man, old woman, what is your birthday? They hardly remember. They have no idea. So, we celebrate birthday. Suppose somebody is celebrating his 40th birthday. So he has become 40 years of age. If suppose he is about to live for 70 years, so only 30 years are left now. So 40 years he has already died. So it is not birthday, it is in fact death. Death day. It is not birthday, it is dead. Death day. Because 40 years are already less. And when he becomes 41, 1 year, he has already died more. So he is more nearing towards death. So this very idea of celebrating is utter nonsense. In fact, when we are born, the death started on that day itself. Suppose somebody is born in 1980. He has started dying from that year itself. The death has started. That is in fact the day of death. So the death has started from very dead day. And every year they do birthday celebrations. So 1 year is becoming less, less, less. And he is more approaching towards death. So what is the point in such celebrations? Has Baba ever celebrated the physical birthday of any of the child? No, he didn't celebrate any of the children's birthday. And so much wastage of money, time, energy, food, expectations, decorations, songs, music, gifts, cards, and yet here also in spiritual life we see people celebrating birthdays. If you want to celebrate, celebrate spiritual birthdays, not physical birthday. And what is this body? A temporary phenomenon. What is this body? A wave, a foam. You know foam? How beautiful it is. But take it in hand, where it has gone. It has disappeared, only the hands are wet. That's it. So body is such a transitory thing. It's here today, it's gone tomorrow. And death. If not this reason, that reason it will die. If not today, tomorrow it will die. If not this place, some other place it will die. But death is certain. Rather, only one thing is certain after you have taken birth. Only one thing is certain. What is that? Death. Once you have taken birth, you are not sure of any other thing except one. Which is that thing? Death. Not this place, some other place. Not this time, some other time. Not this reason, some other reason. But death is sure. Death is certain. And yet, we celebrate birthday. Actually, it's a strategy to forget that we are going to die. It is a sort of deception. It's a sort of illusion, a bhram which is created by society. And it tells you, yes, you need to celebrate. But nobody comes and tells you in your ears that 1 year has become less and you are approaching death now. And yet, we keep on doing such stupidities. This is just mental conditioning. That these things will give us happiness. And where is the happiness? How can there be happiness in such things? Happiness, there are three stages. There are three levels. First is body. Second mind. Third soul. At the level of body, There can never be happiness. Impossible. It's only pleasure, that too momentary. But there can never be only kashta, only anguish. This body is temporary. Five elements are tamopradhan. In today's Murli, Sakar Murli Baba said, these relationships of the body are dirty, chi-chi. Forget them. Everything is an illusion. Second, mind. Mind gets happiness, but mind wants newness every time. A new happiness. I don't have this pen. Today I get the pen. The moment I get it, it becomes an ordinary thing. Then I want something else. Only at the level of soul, the real happiness exists. And the only thing that can give happiness, the only food that can provide happiness to soul is Supreme Soul, God. God is the food for soul. Unless and until this food is given, soul knows no happiness. No matter what it gets in the world. So the very concept of celebrating birthdays is an illusion. And yet, we keep on celebrating birthdays. Not just that. The whole world is celebrating birthdays. All institutions celebrate birthdays and death dates. Krishna Janmashtami, birthday of Buddha, Jesus Christ, everybody. While they themselves were beyond birth and death. So one is physical birthday, another is spiritual birthday. A Brahmin is known as Dvij. Dvij means twice born. To take a birth and to die, this is a very ordinary thing. There is no point, there is nothing there to celebrate. Yes, if you want to celebrate, let it be regardless of your birth or death. Then every day should be a celebration. You know those who are born on 29th February, what about their birthdays? They are leapers, leaplings. When their birthday come? So they feel very unfortunate. Oh, everybody is celebrating birthday every year. But they can't celebrate every year. They are known as leapers or leaplings. Yeah.
English calendar.
Julian calendar. Or whatever. So, your birthday is in fact your death day. So, it's whole lot of suggestions given by society and conditioning that has been done that makes you to celebrate birthdays, or you expect people to wish you, and then you have a huge cake. And then there are candles. And then you need to blow the candles. If you can blow in one breath, your wish will be fulfilled. That is what the society feels. You need to blow all the candles in one breath. Then only your wish will come true, otherwise not. And then they sing songs, happy birthday to you. Or many, many happy returns of the day. And that gives you a titillating, a tantalizing joy. And zeal and enthusiasm, which is in fact stupidity. In the Laukik world only I am talking. They are forgetting that 1 year has become less. And I am approaching. It is immediacy to death. So I am approaching death more now. Yes, now Baba is saying, celebrate your spiritual birthdays. And in fact, as I said, Brahmins are those who are Dvij, born twice. Unless and until you are born twice, you have not taken birth at all. That birthday is not birthday at all. What you had done before that birth that you are celebrating? This is your birthday. This particular day. For example, today is what? 10th of April. So, somebody is born 10th of April, 4 a.m. What he has done before 4 a.m. and 10th of April? That you are celebrating nothing. You haven't done anything great. that you want to celebrate it. Your body has come, which is temporary, which is form, which is a wave, which is such a transitory phenomenon. What great deed and jobs and works and things you have done? Nothing. Nothing. So, the real birthday is not this. In fact, this is a death day. In fact, you have started dying from here. In fact, you have started decaying from here. In fact, you have started becoming less and less from here. And what is the birthday of the soul? Soul is deathless and birthless. It is immortal. So there is no question of birth and death for the soul. It's only the body which is temporary, which is a transitory phenomenon, an ephemeral thing. The real birth is spiritual birth. Jesus Christ has said, unless and until you are twice born, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. Unless and until you are twice born. What does he mean when he says twice born? What is the real birth? The real birth is when you have taken new spiritual birth, a new life where you disown the past and disclaim the past. This past no more exists. I am dead to all the past relationships, all the past happenings, all that has happened till now. And the new birth, a new joy, a new spring has risen now. That is new birth, that is new joy, that is new celebration, that is new happiness. It's an internal joy, it's an intrinsic joy, an intrinsic rapture, an intrinsic movement. This is spiritual birth. This is spiritual birthday. This is worth celebrating. That when you have freed yourself from all the shackles of the past, only those who are free from past are eligible or should celebrate birthdays. That day. And what celebration? Outside celebration is stupidity. What's outside celebrations you want to do? What cake? What candles? And you want others to wish you? It's your internal victory over the past. You congratulate yourself. You celebrate with silence, in solitude. It is not a day to be celebrated with pomp and glory, with so much noise. It's a silent celebration. It's a celebration of joy. It's a celebration which is to be done in solitude. Reconfirming your oath. Fortifying your decision. That is real birthday. Where you take new birth. In this Brahmin life also there are so many births we undergo. The first birth is when you met Baba or when you get God. When you realized Him. For the first time some sister gave you a course. That is just, I will say, first birth in Brahmin life. The first birth of Brahmin life. Where you understood that you were in darkness and a new light has come. And this is God and this I am soul and He is supreme soul. That is the first birth. The second birth is the birth of Jnana. In this knowledge, in this Brahmin life also there are so many births. The second birth is the birth of Jnana in you. Till now you were calling information as Jnana. You had no realization. But suddenly you realize yourself as a being which is not body. The first bodiless experience. That is the first time when you understood that you are soul. You are somebody metaphysical, not the physical, not the mundane thing. Not this temporal body. The first out of the body experience. So that is the second birth. Then birth of yoga. Till now, you are trying to connect with Him, but there is no connection. You are just sitting and repeating like a parrot, I am God, I am child of Supreme Soul. And in fact, there is no connection. It was just a mechanical thing, a business going on. But then suddenly, a new wave, a new connection. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, Yad gives you Yad. Remembrance gives you remembrance. Remembrance attracts remembrance. So that first yoga you had in your life, that is the second rebirth, third rebirth. And then you have been doing seva. But what seva? It's just an expansion of I. What seva? You are just satisfying your ego, taking the help of under the cover of Brahma Kumaris. Yeah, it's just you are taking this cover and just satisfying your internal unfulfilled desires. Somebody wanted to become famous in Laukik life, he couldn't become. Now he entered the spiritual life. He is trying the same strategies here now. But now, in a very royal and dignified manner, that it should not appear as an expansion of ego. But this in fact is a self-deception. So the real seva starts when... Real seva is not about doing this or that. It's the overflowing of the love. Whatever you have achieved, now that love is overflowing, as we shared few days back, sharing starting. Sharing is not about somebody's telling me do this seva or do that service. No, it's an automatic overflowing, overwhelming of the heart, which is manifesting as seva, kala. You know kala, the word kala. Kala means art. At present, whatever that is kala is nothing but the perversion of vasana. Whatever you call kala, in the older India, the word kala had different meaning. Kalakriti or kala, that's a very, very different aesthetic meaning. Today, kala is nothing but cheap entertainment. The film industries and everybody, they whatever they are doing, in the name of kala, that is vikriti or perversion of vasana. That's it. That's no kala at all. Somebody is a good actor, but what acting, whatever acting he has, what he is using it for? To satisfy the cheap tastes or the sensual taste of the audience. That's it. Kala or art is the real seva, in fact. And what is that kala is not what you are seeing in this world. He is a good kalakar. He is no kalakar. It is the overflowing of the love which is within you. It is called art. Which is being expressed as dance, as song, as painting, or somebody is becoming a sculptor, or something like that. That is real art. Spiritual art. So, celebrate spiritual birthdays in silence, in solitude, thanking God, thanking Him, and taking rebirth, rebirth of Jnana, rebirth of Yoga, rebirth of Seva, rebirth of Brahmacharya. This is the real, when your purity has happened in your heart, that is the real, you are taking birth here in Brahmin life. You are Brahmin, you are Brahma Kumar for such a long time, but there is no purity there. There is no purity. You are just unmarried. Being unmarried is not a stamp for Brahmacharya. Being Brahmachari is different and being unmarried is different. To be a bachelor or spinster has no business with being a Brahmachari. Brahmachari is entirely different definition. So to be a Brahmachari doesn't guarantee that. And even higher than that is purity. So, when you are really becoming Brahmachari, that is the real. Celebrate that day of Brahmacharya, of Vrat. Celebrate this. Celebrate Jnana. Celebrate Yoga. Celebrate some deep realization, some deep understanding which you got today. You have been hearing one statement from 20, 30, 40, 50 years, but there is no realization. Baba is saying, put a bindi, forget the past. Have you? No. Disown the past. Disclaim the past. You have no business with it. All the relations of the past are dissolved, gone, disappeared. That is the real birth. That is the real spiritual birthday. Celebrate this birthday. What is the point of celebrating that birthday? I have become 60 years of age. Nonsense. Only 20 years are remaining now. Only 10 years are remaining. Or who knows, the death can strike at any moment. Any moment. Today is probably the last day of your life. What date? What cause? What time? Nobody knows. Only one thing is certain: death. So celebrate. Rather, in India, death day is more auspicious, they say. And that's why on 5th day and 11th day. Yeah? For example, Buddha. Full moon day he was born. Full moon day he achieved enlightenment. Full moon day he died. Same, all the three, in case of Buddha. All three on the same day. So, it's not about Janma Nakshatra. It's about death. So celebrate death. And celebrate, if you want to celebrate birthday, celebrate every day. And celebrate it, and even you don't be afraid of death. Even death is a celebration. Then death should also, those who celebrate every day, for them death is also a celebration. Death is not the thing to cry, to bemoan, to be unhappy. Celebrate death. There are so many saints or people, when they died, their followers celebrated. So for them, death was a celebration. So celebrate death rather than birth. That physical birth with all those things, it's useless. Don't waste money and time and energy there. Celebrate these birthdays. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. 2,200 double foreigners have come from 80 countries. Bab Dada is giving every child the gift of love from his heart. Those who have come to the first time, stand up. Congratulations, congratulations for your spiritual birthday, because each one of you is the beauty and decoration of the family. This is why Bab Dada says that you may have come late, but you have come before it is too late. The family is specially happy that you have come. They have come, our members of the family who were separated have now come. Now, according to the time, you will have to make intense effort. You mustn't make slow effort or be slack in your effort. If you make intense effort, you will be able to go fast though you come late, and be first by going fast. You will do this, will you not? Will you? Acha. Continue to take lots and lots and lots of love and remembrance from the family and from Bab Dada, and continue to move forward. Acha. Avyakta Murli, 24th October 2010. Om Shanti.